Well, good morning. It is Monday, March 25th. Here's what we're working on. It has now been a month since the city of Hamilton was hit by that ransomware attack.
Hospitals and long-term care homes spent nearly $1 billion last year to fill shifts with nurses and personal support workers.
And the Juno Awards were last night. We'll break down all the winners. And a big good morning to Brian Wood this morning. I got to tell you, it's so nice. It was so nice to come in this morning because I worked a 9-to-5 shift for first aid training on Friday. And it took me so much longer to get into work. So this morning I was like, there is no traffic. It's all
There's
good.
No traffic. There's no traffic. Yay. Yeah, what a difference those hours make.
Oh, it almost doubled my time to get into work on Friday.
Yeah. You don't think, when you come in this early in the morning, you don't, no traffic whatsoever. Yeah. But, boy, what a difference later on.
Yep.
And, of course, we'll keep you monitored as far as traffic is concerned this morning if you're coming in a little later on. Just getting up this morning, it's a chilly start to our day here today. We're sitting at -3. Chill about -9, so that is actually a little bit below seasonal for this time of year. So it's a chilly start to this this morning. We're looking at some sunshine for the day, though. Now, yesterday we had the sunshine, but the temperature really struggled. We only got to, if I round it up to +1 yesterday, it actually got to 0.9 yesterday. Today should be better. We should have a mix of sun and clouds. A bit of a southeast wind, though, once again, but a 7-degree high today. Other areas could get to 11 away from the lake. And then tomorrow, we're looking at rain settling in and a high of 10 degrees. So it's going to get a little bit milder. We'll talk about that coming up, looking at traffic this morning, see if there's anything going on. And usually this time of the morning, there isn't. And that's the way it is right now. 403 Waterdown Road, doing fine there. So nothing to see. That's just to check a few MTO traffic cameras. Centennial Parkway, so Toronto Valley lanes heading away from us towards the Skyway. Here's the top of the Skyway on the Hamilton side, Toronto bound towards us. Same here at Appleby Line. So far this morning, there's nothing going on in traffic. We'll look at weather and traffic in detail coming up right now, the news.
Okay, thanks very much, Brian. It's now been a month since that ransomware attack on the city of Hamilton. It knocked out many IT systems and put council meetings on hold. Well, the city is focusing on getting those systems back up and running. Simone Gavros joins us with more on what's ahead this week.
Hi, Annette. Well, city councilors are going to be meeting on Wednesday for a special general issues committee meeting to talk about a number of time-sensitive topics that have been put on hold since the cyber attack that happened exactly a month ago. Now, one of the main topics that are going to be on the agenda on Wednesday is the Stony Creek parking lot issue. A proposal to turn the parking lot at 5 and 13 Lake Avenue South in Stony Creek into 67 new affordable housing units was rejected by a city council meeting back in February, and the final decision was set to be voted on the following week, but it was postponed due to the cyber attack. Now, there are currently encampments that are in front of City Hall that are set up since February in protest of the vote against that proposal, and that's all going to be discussed on Wednesday. But now the city is focusing on the recovery and rebuilding phase since the ransomware attack. In the latest update last Wednesday, the city says that it's brought in Deloitte to help support this phase. Some services are back up and running, including registration for recreation's spring programs. That's supposed to start on Wednesday at 8 a.m., but a full timeline for the recovery efforts is still unknown. That special meeting is set to take place on Wednesday at 9:30, and then regular scheduled meetings are set to take place starting in April. But for now, Tim, I'll send things back to you.
All right, thanks, Simone. Over in Oakville, Halton police say two people were arrested after allegedly fleeing an armed home invasion. So the suspects reportedly crashed their vehicle near Bronte Provincial Park and fled on foot. There was a large police presence near the park sometime before 3 this morning. Now, since Bronte Park is provincial, the OPP were called in to assist, and a helicopter was used in this search of the area. One of the suspects was transported to hospital, although it's still unclear how they sustained injuries. Police have not said where the home invasion took place or if they are looking for any more suspects.
Police in Burlington are investigating a hit and run on Fairview just east of Brandt. It happened around 8:30 last night. Police say it looks as though a 35-year-old man had been crossing the street when he was hit. They haven't yet released a description of the vehicle, but early witness reports indicate that it was a dark SUV. The man was rushed to a trauma center with serious but not life-threatening injuries. Now, the street outside the GO station was closed for several hours as the police collision reconstruction unit was investigating. They've since cleared the scene. They ask that if you were driving in the area, this is again near Fairview near Brandt last night, check any dash cam footage for potential information.
Off to Niagara we go, where police are investigating a weekend stabbing that took place in Wellands. It happened early yesterday at a home in a Wellands suburb of Dane City. Now, a man in his 20s was taken to hospital with stab wounds, then airlifted to an out-of-regional hospital for further care. No word on suspects or motive, but police say they believe it was not a random attack.
Several people have been displaced after a house fire just outside of Georgetown. Halton Hills Fire Department says it happened just before noon. Neighbors noticed smoke and fire coming from the home and called 911. Halton Hills Fire says portions of the roof collapsed and burned. No one was in the house at the time. The cause of the fire isn't known. The fire department says the house is a complete loss. Well, a sinkhole in Burlington added another workaround at an already lengthened Around the Bay road race. Instead of the traditional 30-kilometer Around the Bay, yesterday's was a 34K race. More than 8,500 runners were part of the run. There were 5, 10, and 15-kilometer runs within the pack. This is the first year that the race ended at Tim Hortons Field because of renovations at Hamilton's First Ontario Centre. That's the reason for the longer run. Phil Perot-Migas of London, Ontario, won the 34K with a time of just over 1 hour and 51 minutes. Rachel Hannon of Port Elgin was the fastest woman. She had a time of 2 hours, 10 seconds, and 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 58 seconds.
That's pretty cool they got to run in the field, though. That's kind of neat. Yeah, not as fun for the participants watching, because before they got to sit in the warm, comfy confines of First Ontario Centre, and they were inside the elements. All right, leads us into Sportsline. Lots of activity on the ice, with focus being in Nova Scotia for the final of the Women's World Curling Championships, where Canada's Rachel Hallman was trying to end Switzerland's 4-year reign.
Final stone here in 9. Whoa. And Tracy Fleury just keeping it clean. Now, miscue. Now, Wilkes, here we go. Can you split this on for a possible 3?
It's close.
Here we go. Have you got this 3? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Burke Gray.
There you go.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Yeah, they did that just as they scored the 3 in the 9th end and held off the Swiss for the 7-5 win and captured their second ever world title, with the last one coming in 2017. Hallman and her rink winning on home soil. The strength of only one loss in 14 games, the win halted Switzerland's attempt to win a 5th world title. Well, on the ice in the nation's capital, the Brantford Bulldogs wrapped up their regular season with a big win over the 67s. What a game for Florian Jacki. He had a 5-point night in the 5-1 win over Ottawa. The team the Bulldogs are now going to face in the playoffs. The Dogs finished 3rd in the Eastern Conference and will face these very same 67s in the opening round of the OHL playoffs starting Friday night at the Civic Center in Brantford. Game 2 also goes down from the Bell City Sunday afternoon as the Bulldogs host their first playoff game since moving to Brantford.
Burns calls to get it back and then gives it back. Gets it back and off! McCabe and in! An unfortunate bounce. It's a power play goal.
Yeah, Maple Leafs back on the ice after a big win on Saturday against Connor McDavid and the Oilers. Weren't getting the bounces in Carolina. Sebastian Aho's shot went in off of Jake McCabe and past Joseph Woll, who was outstanding in the Leafs net, making 41 saves. Only that two of them get by him. Leafs would pull to within 1. Nick Robertson's 10th of the season set up by Austin Matthews, but that's as close as they came. Former Leafer Freddie Anderson standing tall in the Canes net with 33 saves of his own for his 6th straight win. Carolina wins it 2-1. In Ottawa, it was another former Leaf doing some great things.
Here's a tap in, McDavid, and that's 50 for Zach Hyman, and his teammates mob him.
Yeah, what a season for Zach Hyman, a player never thought to be a goal scorer, reached the ultimate with his 50th of the year in Ottawa against the Sens. Hyman, at 31, becomes the third oldest player ever to score 50 goals for the first time. Celebration was on as Connor McDavid collected the puck, but the celebration ended when the Sens came back to beat Edmonton 5-3 to hand them a second straight loss. Countdown opening day for the Blue Jays. We are three sleeps away. Chris Bassett getting the nod for the Jays in their penultimate game yesterday of this never-ending spring training. He would get touched up for a couple of runs. Takes a loss, but look good overall. Jays unable to get anything going, the 2-0 loss. Final spring game today where Kevin Gausman will make his first start of the spring. And if all goes well, he will start the year at the end of the rotation. David Schneider, Ernie Clement, and Daniel Vogelbach will also be starting the year with the big club when we get going on Thursday in Tampa. And we finish up in Milwaukee with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and his OKC Thunder coming off a win Friday night in Toronto, taking on Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks and two of the best teams in the league. The Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo won this battle. He scored a game-high 30 points, added 19 rebounds in the Bucks' 118-93 win. Rare quiet night for SGA. Only scored 12 points in the loss as the Thunder fall half game behind Denver for top spot in the West.
Yeah, it's Monday again. 6:11 is the time, 25th morning of March. It's a chilly start to the day. Let's talk about traffic first of all. There's nothing to see in traffic this morning. 403 Waterdown Road area doing okay so far this morning. Not a lot to see on that exclusive camera. To our MTO traffic cameras, QEW well in St. Catharines, nothing to see. Centennial Parkway still doing fine. Here's the 403 junction. So Toronto bound lanes heading away from us toward Brant Street. Looks good. Ford plant, nothing to see. Same with Etobicoke Creek, so the roads are no problems this morning. Temperature right now, we're sitting at -3, and that is actually now below seasonal for an overnight low. So it's a chilly start. The wind's northeast at 16, and that makes it feel like -8. So, it's cold this morning. We have a fairly clear sky. For school today, we're looking at a temperature of 7 degrees. So it's going to be a milder day, thankfully. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, so we'll call that mild. What we have is an approaching low-pressure system. Not going to bother us today. Today, ridge of high up to the northeast is going to give us the sunshine today. The clouds will start to encroach overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, as that low with the warm front approaches, we're going to get some showers settling in, probably around the noon hour. That's going to continue for the afternoon into the overnight and even stick around for Wednesday as well. So enjoy the sunshine today and the mild temperatures, 11 degrees in some areas, Cayuga, Simcoe, Niagara Falls, otherwise 6 to 7 to 9 degrees. A little bit of that northeasterly breeze continuing. Tonight will be a lot milder, 3, 4, and 5 degrees. Skies are going to become cloudier as the overnight progresses. And then tomorrow, it'll be a cloudy day. We'll get the showers settling in by about the noon hour, maybe a bit of sunshine to start the day in Simcoe, Cayuga, and Brantford. Otherwise, it's going to be a fairly gray day, but at least it will be on the mild side, but wet. So out the door, 25th of March, it is mainly clear. We're going to call that cold because that's below seasonal. -3, wind chill -8, and we'll look long range in a few minutes. Annette, Tim.
Okay, thanks very much. We're going to say good morning to Emily Vukovic.
Good morning.
A look at what's coming up on Chit Chat.
Well, the Juno Awards, big night for Canadian music, and we're going to discuss Tegan and Sara. We're going to discuss Maestro Fresh West. Nelly Furtado hosted the whole thing. It was a lot of fun.
You don't realize how much talent there is when it comes to music. You're just like, oh, yeah, they're Canadian,
they're
too.
They're Canadian,
totally.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I had a lot of those moments.
Good. Okay, we'll see you in a bit over the couch.
I'll be there.
Okay. Well, coming up after the break, a BC business owner is turning to the public for help after a shipping container with prototypes was stolen. Experts say this is a part of a much larger trend. Coming up on 6:16 on your Monday morning, in overseas trading, Canadian dollar is up 6 basis points to 73.56 cents U.S. Gold is up $6.40. Crude oil is up 68 cents to $81.31 a barrel. Midday trading in Europe, markets are down in London and Paris, but up just a little bit in Frankfurt.
Off to Asia we go. Markets are down in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. What about North American markets? How'd they wrap up last week? Well, some triple-digit losses when it comes to Bay Street. And TSX down 103. Big losses for the Dow Jones, too. Down 305. Some slight gains for the NASDAQ. Let's see how they do when we start a new trading week. Yes, this last week of March.
Where did March go?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, the founder of an e-bike company in Delta, British Columbia, who spent years developing a new product, has had the first shipment of that product stolen from a warehouse.
This isn't just about the financial loss of over $500,000, but it's really a punch to the gut of our team and community. This is where you come in, and as a community, you can help us. You see, these bikes that are on these containers are very unique and very easy to identify from a distance. If you see one of these bikes on the street, please contact us or your local police as soon as you see them.
Sean Thomas posted that video online saying the stolen container was filled with the company's new Juggernaut e-bikes and prototypes for other models. They are worth thousands of dollars. Thomas says he doesn't have high hopes that the police can recover the 150 bikes and is asking for the community's help. Security footage shows two people in a semi-trailer connecting the container to a truck and then driving away. It just took a few minutes to do.
What about cargo theft? Well, that is on the rise in Canada as thieves adopt more tech-savvy ways to make it easier for them to hone in on specific high-value targets. So industry analytic firm CargoNet says cargo thefts in Canada and the U.S., they were up 59% in 2023 from the year before, mostly due to a higher demand for cheap goods amid the rising cost of living. So Peel Police, they say food, electronics, and rolls of copper and aluminum are among the most sought-after targets in Ontario. They say thieves will hack into the websites of shipping firms or pose as carriers to intercept shipments.
And more cargo could be coming through the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority because ships in the Red Sea are being rerouted. The head of the Vancouver Port Authority, Peter Zada, says Canada's largest port saw a year of record high volumes last year, and this year they've already seen a bump in volume. It comes after Yemen's Houthi rebels launched a campaign of drone and missile attacks on ships in the Red Sea, causing captains to look for new ways to get to and from the Americas. Most of the Vancouver port's increase has come from bulk exports, especially wheat, canola and petroleum, and also auto imports.
Well, China's premier says his country is looking to, quote, connect with the world with a higher level of openness. These comments come as China hosted an international forum on Sunday. Over 400 people, including the International Monetary Fund's managing director and Apple CEO Tim Cook, attended the two-day China Development Forum. Now, Beijing is pushing the message that China is open for business after foreign investment. It shrank nearly 20% in the first 2 months of the year. But since the pandemic, many countries and companies have been looking to de-risk supply chains and diversify operations away from China.
New rules within the European Union to protect dwindling forests could change how the world gets its coffee. Experts say the rules require companies to provide more detailed evidence that the coffee they sell isn't linked to deforestation. The EU hopes the change helps to curb logging, which is the second biggest source of carbon emissions. But they may also exclude the roughly 6 million small farmers around the world who might not be able to provide that data. Some countries like Vietnam have already started preparing for the changes and are better placed. But others like Ethiopia may lose out to countries where bigger players dominate.
The former U.S. president and the current candidate, Donald Trump, could be on the verge of an estimated $3 billion windfall after investors approved a deal to make Trump Media a publicly traded company. So the parent company that owns the struggling social media platform Truth Social. Now, Trump will own a dominant stake in the business, but he faces a deadline to post a $464 million bond in New York's civil fraud case against him, and the deal is unlikely to solve the imminent cash crunch. Now, experts say he likely won't be able to sell the shares right away. They also say that Trump Media is overvalued, as Truth Social has been losing money since it was launched and has little revenue.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break right now. Brian has your traffic and your seven-day forecast for the end of March.
My car needs a wash.
Mine too.
Off we go into a Monday morning, 24 minutes after 6 o'clock, 25th of the month. And we're looking at the QEW at Mountain, going from Niagara Falls to St. Catharines. Not a lot to see right there. Top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge. Okay, they're swiveling the camera around. I love it when they do that right when we're looking at it. Here's the... So you're going down toward North Shore Boulevard. Toronto Bound lanes away from us, obviously busier. Appleby line still looks good. Nothing at Credit River. We'll dip into the 403 briefly. That's just east of Mississauga Road. Nothing on the roads this morning. So temperature right now, we're chilly. We're actually below seasonal to start a morning this time of year. -3 winds make it feel like about -8 at the moment. -1 Grimsby and Mississauga, plus side for Toronto, +1. Okay, so seasonals now. -2 for the overnight low, 7 degrees for the daytime high. So we're going to be right there for the day today. Those are our sun times and records for today, and we should see a fair bit of sunshine for the day today. We should be first 1 degree by the first bell, and then 7 degrees, that's the high for the day. After school, and a fair bit of sun for the day as well. 4 degrees overnight tonight, so that temperature is way above seasonal. Then tomorrow, 10 degrees. However, clouds for the day tomorrow. Showers will settle in about the noon hour. Stick around with rain tomorrow night, and then rain tapering off to some showers as we get into Wednesday, but staying mild at 10. Then cooler air moves in. 4 Thursday, 5, 6, and 5 degrees as we get into the Easter weekend coming up. That's your forecast. I'm out of here.
Okay, could use that rain. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Paris, shall we? Mm. For the first time in 13 years, they brought back a 110-year-old race that celebrates the city's servers. We have around the Bay Road race.
Yeah, this they is have this. Paris, right? Yeah. Competitors in the waitering race had to balance trays of croissants. Whatever, what else? Coffee and water while dashing through the city center. But it had a few unique rules. No running, no spilling, and you can only use one hand. Oh, that's tough with that water.
Yeah.
The race was brought back as part of Paris's efforts to bask in the spotlight.
Oh, only one hand.
Disqualification right there. Bask in the efforts of hosting its first Olympic Games in a century. Winners got a dinner in Paris and tickets to the... opening Olympic ceremony. I would have done awful in this as a failed server.
What was the toughest part for you for serving?
Like keeping on time, because I'm a bit of a chatter.
Okay.
So I'd just be like talking to a table and like
you'd be the friendly waiter.
But the table beside them is like waiting for their meals that are just like sitting there. I'm just like chatting away with these guys.
However, now, all these viewers are gonna go, that's where I know him from.
Yeah, one good thing came out of me being a server. That is where I met my beautiful wife, Elizabeth.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Okay, we've got lots more to come. Stay with us after the break.
She would always...